it's a small, that was in 1946 when he did that. He opened that store. And then when Gould's Pharmacy was available to buy, he bought that, and that became Leverington's Luncheonette. But everybody called it Doc's.
And it was, where
that
was?
That was on Market Street, 40 Market Street.
Right by the alley.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that was a hangout, wasn't it?
Oh, boy. The kids from the Beehive. Ooh. The Beehive was over by the town hall then. And they'd be back and forth to the store. And I used to, we were open till 11 o'clock at night. I worked for him for 26 years. Hmm. And then Bob Everett bought that. Mm-hmm. When my brother died, Bobby Everett bought that store. And I worked for Everett then 1 year. So that's a total of 27 years I worked there in that place.
Were you a waitress or what?
Yeah, clerk, you know, waited on the people and, you know. And that was another nice store. He had the big fountain, and the one side was, I guess you call it sundries. Not drugs, you know, but aspirin and things that you could sell. Not
without a prescription.
Yeah, without a prescription. And there was booths, mm-hmm. and tables. He didn't have tables. Doc didn't have tables. Everett put tables in. Mm-hmm. But,
and like then I say, you had a lunch counter also?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then, like I say, at night when the kids, I would have everything all cleaned up. I worked like night 6 to 11 because I had my two small boys. And when that Beehive left out, I said, Doc, please, please. But he wouldn't say no to them. If they wanted to come in and have a Coke or French fries or something, I said, oh boy. But.
So the Beehive would shut down at 11?
Yep. And I don't know just what time the Beehive left out.
Okay.
But I do know that everything was cleaned up for us to close at 11, and the Beehive kids would be coming in, you know, either to get a Coke or French fries or something to eat on the way home, I guess.